What if you could get 13 times more performance from your AI hardware? A new competitor to NVIDIA claims it can. But this raw power comes at a cost. Server racks are now generating over 100 kilowatts of heat, pushing traditional cooling to its breaking point. This week, we break down the hardware revolution and its very real physical consequences for Western industry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping U.S. and European business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a multi-pronged challenge to NVIDIA's dominance in the AI chip market. We'll also look at how European pharma giant Sanofi is embedding AI directly onto the factory floor, a lesson for all manufacturers. Then we'll explore the accelerated enterprise adoption of autonomous AI agents.
And finally, we'll connect it all back to the physical world, examining why the immense power of AI is forcing a fundamental rethink of data center infrastructure. It's a full-stack analysis from silicon to supply chain.
Troy, for years, the AI hardware story has been all about NVIDIA. But this week, we saw two major announcements from competitors. Let's start with a new name, TensorDyne. What have they built?
They've unveiled their Napier AI inference system, which has been taped out on TSMC's 3-nanometer process. The performance claims are staggering, up to 17 times more tokens per watt and 13 times higher throughput compared to NVIDIA's current Blackwell systems.
17 times more energy efficiency is a huge number. How are they achieving that? The article mentions novel logarithmic AI math. What does that mean for a non-engineer?
It's a more efficient way to perform the calculations at the heart of AI. Think of it as getting comparable precision to traditional methods, but using significantly less energy and computational power. It's a fundamental architectural innovation.
And they're not the only ones. We also saw impressive results from a familiar name, AMD.
That's right. In the latest MLPerf Training 6.0 benchmarks, AMD's new Instinct MI350 series GPUs showed a 3.5 times performance gain over their last generation on the Llama 2 70B model. Crucially, they demonstrated competitive performance against NVIDIA's B200 for large language model training.
So the competitive landscape is clearly heating up. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers who are the customers for this technology?
For them, this is a massive opportunity. Increased competition can break the vendor lock-in to NVIDIA and its CUDA software ecosystem, potentially driving down costs. It also opens the door for more specialized hardware tailored to specific manufacturing or R&D workloads.
What about for Western trading companies and distributors in the tech space?
This signals new product lines and partnership opportunities. They need to start building expertise around AMD's ROCm software stack and evaluating new players like TensorDyne. The market timing is critical. They need to prepare their channels now for when these systems become widely available.
So, what is the single actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Begin pilot programs with non-NVIDIA hardware to assess the total cost of ownership. Don't just look at the price per chip. Evaluate the software ecosystem, the availability of skilled talent, and the power consumption savings.
Let's move from the chips themselves to how they're being used. French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi announced a strategy to become the first biopharma company powered by AI at scale. Is this just good marketing, or is there substance here?
There's real substance. This isn't about isolated pilot projects. Sanofi is integrating AI across its entire value chain, from drug discovery to the supply chain. A key example is their platform called Simply, which uses AI for manufacturing optimization.
And it's delivering results?
It is. The platform analyzes real-time production data to predict and prevent issues, which has led to improved manufacturing yields and fewer supply chain disruptions. They also built an internal app, Ply, to deliver real-time business insights to their teams.
This strategy seems perfectly timed with breakthroughs in the underlying research. We saw two major developments this week.
Exactly. Researchers at Chalmers University in Sweden developed an AI model that accelerates molecular simulations by over 10,000 times. And a team at Christchurch in the UK created PhenoSec, an AI that can generate molecular data directly from simple cell images, avoiding expensive sequencing.
So how does this affect, say, a German chemical manufacturer or a US material science company?
The principles are directly transferable. Sanofi's Simply is a blueprint for using AI for predictive maintenance and yield optimization in any complex manufacturing process. The research breakthroughs in simulation and analysis will accelerate new product development far beyond pharma into areas like advanced materials and custom alloys.
And for trading companies and distributors who work with these manufacturers.
They need to add AI adoption to their supplier due diligence. A supplier leveraging these tools will have better product consistency, more reliable delivery schedules, and potentially lower costs. It becomes a key indicator of a supplier's competitiveness.
The key action item for executives?
Stop treating AI as a series of disconnected IT projects. Follow Sanofi's lead and develop a holistic strategy to embed AI into your core value-creating workflows, especially in R&D and manufacturing, where the return on investment is most direct.
Troy, another term we're hearing constantly is AI agents. A report from Himalaya this week says enterprise adoption is accelerating in 2026. How is an agent different from the automation tools we already have?
The key distinction is autonomy and reasoning. Traditional automation, like robotic process automation, follows a strict set of predefined rules. An AI agent, as Deloitte defines it, is an autonomous reasoning engine. You give it a high-level goal, and it independently plans and executes a multi-step workflow to achieve it.
Can you give me a practical example for a trading company?
An agent could be given the goal, optimize logistics for incoming shipment 7B from the port of Rotterdam to our warehouse in Frankfurt. It would access carrier APIs, check real-time traffic data, analyze warehousing capacity, and book the most cost-effective and timely transport option, all without human intervention.
That's a significant leap in capability. What are the implications for U.S. and European manufacturers?
The opportunity is a step change in operational agility. Agents can manage complex supply chains, reroute production based on real-time data, and even handle initial procurement negotiations. The threat, as a Protegrity executive warned this week, is ensuring robust governance. You need accountability frameworks for these agentic workflows.
What should distributors be thinking about?
Their business model could be transformed. They could deploy agents for hyper-efficient inventory management. More importantly, their systems will need to interact with the AI agents of their customers and suppliers. This will drive a need for new data exchange standards and API-driven commerce.
So, what's the immediate practical action for an executive?
Identify a single complex workflow that currently requires significant human coordination. Begin a pilot project with an AI agent in a controlled firewalled environment. The priority is to build the governance and monitoring framework in parallel with the technology itself before you consider scaling.
Troy, we've talked about a lot of compute-intensive technology. All of that power generates an immense amount of heat. A report this week says we are hitting a physical wall.
We are. The latest AI servers, packed with the GPUs from NVIDIA or AMD, are pushing server rack power densities beyond 100 kilowatts. To put that in perspective, a typical office rack might be 5 to 10 kilowatts. Traditional air cooling simply cannot remove heat effectively at that density. It's an issue of physics.
And the solution being adopted is liquid cooling. Explain what that means.
Instead of blowing massive amounts of air, liquid cooling brings a fluid, like water or a specialized dielectric coolant, much closer to the heat source, sometimes directly onto the chip package via a cold plate. Liquids are orders of magnitude more efficient at absorbing and transferring heat than air.
How does this trend specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For any company manufacturing data center hardware, from pumps, valves, and heat exchangers to specialized tubing and cooling fluids, this is a massive high-growth market opportunity. For manufacturers adopting AI at scale and building their own data centers, this is now a non-negotiable part of the design.
And for trading companies and distributors in the industrial or tech sectors?
The supply chain for liquid cooling components is now a critical part of the global technology infrastructure. This is a new, high-value category of industrial goods to source and distribute. Securing partnerships with the leading suppliers in this space will be essential for the next 5 years.
The final actionable insight for our listeners.
If you are planning any significant AI hardware investment for 2026 and beyond, your data center strategy must incorporate liquid cooling from the very beginning. It is no longer a niche option for high-performance computing. It is a prerequisite for mainstream, high-density AI.
All right, let's summarize the week. Troy, what are the three key takeaways for business leaders?
First, the AI hardware monopoly is fracturing. The rise of credible competitors like AMD and innovators like TensorDyne creates new opportunities for cost savings and performance optimization for enterprises.
but it also introduces the complexity of navigating multiple software ecosystems beyond NVIDIA's CUDA. Second, AI is maturing from a research tool to a core industrial capability. The example of Sanofi shows that the greatest value comes from deeply embedding AI into the entire value chain, especially manufacturing and R&D, not from isolated projects. And third, the AI revolution is bound by physical laws. The incredible power of these new models is generating heat that requires a fundamental shift to liquid cooling infrastructure. Your AI strategy is only as strong as your thermal management strategy.
And the overarching recommendation for executives?
Leaders must now think in full stacks. You have to evaluate the entire technology chain, the silicon you choose, the software that runs on it, the business process you're transforming, and the physical data center infrastructure needed to power it all. A weakness at any layer will bottleneck the entire investment.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Troy, thank you for your analysis.
A pleasure, Susie.
We provide strategic insight to help you navigate the intersection of technology and industry. If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to ensure you never miss an update. Join us again next week.